name's Jeff, lived here 60 years. 1945, moved to Hackney. It was called Stoke Newington in those days. We were a borough on our own. We amalgamated with Hackney. And we became Hackney about 40 years ago. Yeah. So, there's been a lot of changes last year. It's become more gentrified. It's like people that can't afford Islington come into Stoke Newington. I think that's where it's changed. And also, whereas I live in Gloucester Drive, one person owned, my family had one house. Now it's all converted. So that's a big change. Yeah. The earliest childhood memory was when I lived in Clissold Road, before I caught polio. I can remember walking to the park, and I can remember going into the park there with my brother. And also I remember, and I've still got the scar on my left leg, my dad running after me for a bath. So this is when I must have been about, I must have been either about four, when you start walking, I don't know, three or four, yeah.
And when did you catch polio?
In October 1949. Just moved into the flats I live now. We used to live in Clissold Road. And we were in one bedroom, we rented a flat. And these flats were just built 3 weeks, Lakeside Court. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I caught polio, I just started school, 1949, October 1949. Well, they say it comes from water, swimming. The only water I ever went into was the paddling pool at Clissold Park. And that's where I think I caught. My brother had symptoms, but he didn't. I suppose he was able to fight it off because he had flu-like symptoms. I mean, I had flu-like symptoms. I remember when I caught polio, I remember actually going, we'd gone to Wood Green, I think, on shopping, and I kept sitting down. I felt so tired. And then because I came home and felt very tired, and because symptoms of flu, went to bed and called over my doctor, Dr. Galton, who had a surgery across the road in Green Lane's little house there. He came over. He diagnosed tonsillitis. He didn't diagnose polio. He hadn't probably never seen polio. Yeah. It was more polio in America, not so much. Although then it was getting quite a bit of polio. But by chance, an uncle who was a doctor was visiting from America, and he was here. And on that Sunday, it was Saturday when I was diagnosed with tonsillitis. This doctor came straight to see me because he probably thought it might be polio. He came here straight away. He said to my mum, because he'd seen a lot of polio in America, and he said it's either polio or meningitis. It's either or. Called my Dr. Gorton over. I went straight into a fever. St. Anne's in Haringey was a fever hospital. I was there for a month. Yeah. And I remember being in there. I think I had a lot of body experience in there. Because my mother said they were just going to put me into the... They used to call it the iron lung. If you had problems with your lungs, they called it, I think it was a Big Dipper or something like that. My mum said, they're just going to put you in that Big Dipper, and it stopped. The polio stopped because they had to wait for it to stop. And I remember sort of seeing, I mean, I was five then, I suppose. I remember being on, like seeing from a, as if I was on the sea looking down. Since then, I've been very interested in that sort of thing myself, but. And after it, isolation, and then they transferred me to Carshalton, Queen Mary's in Surrey. That was the biggest children's hospital in the UK. And the reason I went there rather than Great Ormond Street, apparently they were doing special, what's her name now? I think it was Sister Kennedy, I'm not sure. They were doing her ideas of her methods of polio. And her methods of polio was hot and cold baths, put me into baths and things. But the most frightening experience I've ever had in my life was, I remember seeing people in white coats. I was only five, and they were standing me up, and I was dropped. They wanted me to stand, and then they dropped me. Well, I dropped because I couldn't stand up. And it was the most frightening time I had. And I only saw my mother twice a week, half an hour on a midweek. Mum and Dad came on a Sunday for an hour. Children weren't allowed, my brother wasn't allowed. And in fact, the physio said to my mum, your son's a real scallywag, he'll never walk, I can't see him ever walking. because he says he's got two legs, one left leg completely flour, right leg very disabled, right arm, and he's only got one good left arm, and he's not, and we can't get him to stand up. Well, after about two years, 8 months, they put me on calipers, and I come out of hospital. Well, I used to walk to the Arsenal. That's how clever I. That's how. I mean, nobody used to take me to the Arsenal. I mean, I used to see the Arsenal footballers training along Green Lanes when I came out of hospital. I was nearly eight. And I used to get the autographs. It was Tommy Lawton, Jimmy Logie. And I became an Arsenal fanatic. And because nobody would take me to the Arsenal, my father used to work on a Saturday. Nobody would take me, so I was so determined to get there. I used to walk there from where I live. It's about a mile, a hybrid. It's a mile and a half. So whereas the hospital said I would never walk, I was walking and walking a mile. But I used to stop every so often. So, and I was 11 years old, I used to get there 11 o'clock in the morning, because there were 70,000 people used to go there. And I used to get there to wait for the turnstiles to get open at 1:30. Anyway, I went in there and it cost me £5, sit down, east stand, lower tier. I became a season ticket holder when I was late. I was a season ticket holder for 25 years. Football was very important for me because I was used to see him running along Green Lanes here.